This is St. Louis Public Radio. Charter schools opened in St. Louis two decades ago, but it was not a warm reception all around. Now, a once adversarial relationship between traditional public school backers and charters is showing signs of warmth. St. Louis Public Radio's Ryan Delaney reports on the ways charters and the city school district are starting to work together.
It's not unusual to see school buses crisscrossing St. Louis neighborhoods, like here in Carr Square early in the morning. Each bus picks up kids who may live next to each other but attend schools in opposite directions. Executive Director of KIPP St. Louis Charter Schools, Kelly Garrett, says it's inefficient.
We are all running buses, in many cases, not only to the same neighborhoods but to the same blocks, and in some cases literally to the same houses, then we can do a better job.
KIPP is one of the largest networks of independently run public charter schools in the city, with 2,300 students. Confluence Academies educates another 3,000. They, along with St. Louis Public Schools, run buses to get their kids to schools every day. There is a chance those kids could soon all pile onto the same bus, regardless of if they go to a St. Louis public school or one of KIPP or Confluence's schools. Their transportation coordinators are trying to figure out ways to share buses and their costs. A partnership like this would not have happened two decades ago, when the approach toward charter schools by traditional district backers was more inhospitable. When charter schools first arrived in the early 2000s and SLPS was closing schools, the board refused to sell them to charters. And then the district was involved in a lawsuit over sales tax revenue. Jerry Kettenbach runs the University of Missouri Columbia's charter school office, which sponsors Confluence Academies.
So I would say that there's a perception among charter school people because of the lawsuit that there was outright hostility.
The state-appointed board that long ran SLPS and Superintendent Kelvin Adams' 12-year tenure has been more friendly.
I think we both realize that there are a limited amount of money to support public education. To the degree that we can work together to reduce our overhead, whether that's professional development, whether that's transportation, whether that's food service, to the degree that we can, I think we should.
SLPS is also no longer part of the lawsuit over the tax revenue. Relations improved about a decade ago when SLPS agreed to rent two former schools to KIPP at no cost under a deal that lets SLPS count those students' test scores toward its own achievement. And Adams is able to tick off a few other areas SLPS has worked with KIPP. They now have a single contract for school lunches, and they've run joint teacher trainings. KIPP's Kelly Garrett talks about how charters spur healthy competition, which he says creates better schools. Now, he says it's cooperation that may help do that.
You know, if we're fighting each other, it's not going to benefit kids. And when detractors, you know, are critiquing one or the other model, that doesn't help children or families.
Candace Carter-Oliver is the executive director of Confluence Academies and says trying to improve is in educators' nature.
So when you start to look at what you have available to you and you're thinking about always ways to do things better, broaching the conversation, which is what we've done, and exploring or studying, that is really the work of education.
All three school leaders say they're open to even more. That could be around collectively recruiting students to public education or coordination of opening and closing schools. Adams says any partnership will only go so far as it improves SLPS's bottom line. And the battle still exists for the shrinking number of school-aged children in the city and the state funding dollars that follow them. Adams even has a word for it.
We are in cooperation, if you will.
That's cooperation plus competition. I'm Ryan Delaney, St. Louis Public Radio.